You hitting, oh, was Wally hitting?
Raleigh.
Raleigh hitting, okay.
Okay, this is a summary of a 400-page compliance activity plan, so we'll start on page two.
Would you read verbatim, please?
I'll direct you to page 11, which is just a summary of what we're going to be looking at. A lot of the projects that we're looking at this year is just how we're going to have a better look at, how we're operating, the departments, what kind of metrics are important, what should be reported out, and to provide executive management some tools so we can have some trending and tracking over time. So as items are developing in the different departments, whether it's member services, benefits, investments, and accounting, that we have a better look or first looks. So this year, the main focus of some of the internal control reviews, as you see on page 11, is taking a look at not only how we're being data is being reported on, but the components that are being reported on. Are we asking the right questions? Are we reporting on the right data points? How are those data points being compiled? And then is it actually reflective of the activity that's being done? So that's what we're looking at. The big project that we were working on this year was the pension administration audit RFP. So to get that ready, the board actually took action on that at the last board meeting for Icon Solutions. This is a selected firm. So I think we're going through the contracting now with them. So one of the things that they'll be providing is a deeper look at, pension data. So then out of that, we can see if there's been any disconnects or items that need to be addressed and, how to better report on that. And then if there's any remedy or items that relate to that. And that relates also to the subledger decommissioning plan. That's the final component that we need to actually, have things ready and at a state that we can turn off a subledger. The internal controls activities, again, we're looking at the accounting department process review and member services. You may have recalled from the members of the audit committee, there was a presentation on the employer contribution arc. So we're taking a closer look at, how employers are reporting data to us, how that's being transmitted, then also over time periods, how can we report on that internally so we can actually see some trending and tracking to make sure that they're still consistent with board policy and under SURL, government code as well. And then for the investment department, we've been working with the CEO and the CIO to develop procedures for the departments, make sure that, as far as, how it's operating, that we have a good process and procedure in place. For the work that they're doing, specifically with the changes to the portfolio, with some of the discretion that's been granted to the CIO, that there is a good control framework there, so then we can report out and monitor, the activity that's being done on the investment side. And then a couple items which were related with GASB 72, did some early work and then worked with accounting in the investment department related to the alternative investments and how that actually is being recorded, to make sure we have a procedure that's being rolled up in our CAFR this year. And then also EB 2833, which we've had discussions from and presentations from the investment department related to the fee disclosures. So these are two items that we're looking at, make sure that we've got a system in place that we can actually do some testing from the compliance side as well. And then going back to peer audits, the health services audit, this is actually, we received the last data report request items, source documents from the department. So we're actually going to be a little bit ahead of our timeline for this year. So, once we take a final look at that, we should have a draft report sometime during the summer for a review and consideration. The two new employer audits that are going to be done this year, East Contra Costa Fire, which is a good one because they made a change in how the district is actually being administered. The town of Brentwood actually took over responsibilities for payroll and reporting. So we haven't had an opportunity to look at that since they converted over to their personnel actually taking care of that. So we thought it'd be timely to actually just do a check-in, make sure that their processes and procedures and what they're reporting to us is actually accurate. And then the Superior Courts is the other that we want to do. Comparable in size, it's also one of our larger districts after Central San, I think. And we've had some observations and a couple of things related to them. They also have a different payroll reporting schedule just to make sure that the work that they're doing is also consistent with our policy and requirements.
Are these projects sequential?
Oh, they're actually not. No, we're actually working at them concurrently. Like the first one, obviously, the health services, we're working on that, overlapping. The engagement letters for East Contra Costa Fire will be going out actually next week. And then soon after that, the courts. So they will be, the timelines will overlap at some point over the summer.
So you're saying you think you'll have a draft report on health in the summer,
right?
And likely complete the other two reports this year too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, any questions about scope requirements?
No. Glad to hear you're wrapping up the health services department audit because I know that's a big job.
So. Yeah, that one was. It's been fairly interesting because the one thing is and the biggest issue with that is finding out who owned the different components, mapping, where information can be found, who owns the records, who is responsible for the review, who prepares, the time cards, does the payroll reporting. So for the first county department that we're looking at, a lot of that legwork had to be done first. There was a lot of mapping and inventory that had to be done first. So, but from that, we'll be able to dig into other departments and other activity plans in future years.
I'm glad to hear it.
Any other questions of Raleigh?
I'd like to acknowledge and thank Raleigh as well as our business compliance analyst, Christina Dorn. They've been working really hard on developing some tools that managers can use to improve internal controls and better identify variances and reconciliations and other items, as well as doing the employer audits and everything else on their plate. So they've done a tremendous job with that. So I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge their efforts.
Thank you. Christina also as well. She's been a great asset.
Great. Well done.
Thank you.